Mikdash then Parshas Veschanan.
Good morning and a good night of Shabbos. What we have today actually is four things which we could choose to speak about. One of them was eliminated last night. We have four things which we could speak about, actually, and maybe we'll try to make a connection between all of them. We have a Zoe. Today it's Erev Shabbos Parshas Veschanan, first of all. Like every Erev Shabbos, we have the Seder of the week. It's Erev Shabbos Nachmo. Nachmi, Nachmi, Ami. The Shabbos has a special name, Shabbos Nachmi. Today is Chamisha Usa Ba'ov. Yeah, Erev Shabbos, Friday. And as well, for Steitzer, it's summer holidays, which also has to have some kind of connection. Oh, we'll begin with Chamish Usa Ba'ov and try to see how it's connected to all these things together. So the Amos HaZoi, the Gemara says in Tanis, the Gemara brings the Indian of Chamish Usa Ba'ov. There's a few shittas. We'll speak about one of them. What is the simcha of Chamisha Usa Ba'av? The Gemara tells us as follows. Now we're not going to be speaking about Shadichim, maybe in the end. The Gemara says as Zoe. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Umid Beis in Masechtes Tanis. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Lo yehoi yomim tovim li Yisrael Chamisha Usa Ba'av v'chayim ha-kipirim. It's a gewaldig illusion. It's a special day. So the Gemara says, "Lishloim yom kippurim because it's slicha mechile, yom shenitn b'aliches achronos." But what's the gedil of Chamish Usa Ba'av? Elu Chamish Usa Ba'av Mai. So the Gemara has lots of shittas. Let's speak about one shitta. Omar Rabba Bar Bachuna, Rabbi Yochanan, yom shekuli boi meisay midbar. It was the day which the people stopped dying in the midbar. The Gemara is Mamshech. The Omama actually kuli meis midbar lohoi dibe Moshe, and then the dibe came back to Moshe Rabbeinu vehi kasha tami kol ansham ulchom elomus, and then there was a dibe with Moshe Rabbeinu. So there's an interesting thing here. Let's see what's going on. What means Yom Shekuli by meis midbar? There's Rashi, and there's a Tosfos. It's Ramaz a ganze sigi, but let's try to take out an akida. Rashi says, brings from Medrash Eichel, and the Rashbam and Babasra Kif Chof Aleph, Umid Beis, has also a ganze shmis. So Rashi and the Rashbam bring from Medrash Eichel, at every Erev Tisha B'Av, there was a cruz yoitze, such a baskol, that Tzu Lachpoi, everybody should go and dig a kaiva. And they went to sleep there, and Shamayumus. And then Tisha B'Av Vaday Lemucha Kriz Yoytze V'Kori Yibod Li Chaim and Amesim V'Chol Shoy Benefesh Chaim Oyomid V'Yoytze. Every year they did the same thing. The 40th year, they saw in the morning everybody got up. Given a gewaldige simcha. And they thought maybe they made a mistake in the Cheshbon. Interesting. How can you make such a long mistake till Chamisha Usa Ba'av? They thought maybe they still made a mistake. Tes Yid Yid Aleph Yid Bais Yid Yom. Till they saw the full moon, so they knew already that it's all over. What? What? How they saw the levuna from the kvurim? What? Veisach nisht. Veisach nisht. Vekivin sharuish and ismala levuna blemes echad mem yodi as the 40 years are finished. So zoizuk Rashi in Tanis, and the same thing that Rashbam in Baba Basra. The same shit al pi medrash eicho. In Kif Chof Aleph, I said before Omid Beis, it was a mistake. Kif Chof Aleph, Omid Aleph. Tosfos there has many, many questions on this shit of the medrash eicho to say that what happened in the 40th year, that they didn't die. So Tosfos asks a couple of questions. First of all, Tosfos asks, so why was the dibbe, why didn't the dibbe come back to them last year? It means it was their mistake. Basically, the Meis HaMidbar finished a year earlier. If we say that this year nobody died, it means that 600,000 people had finished dying last year. So why did it take a whole year for the dibbe to come back? It was their mistake.
They should have died.
They should. Oh, one second. That's a chiddush of Tosfos. It's a chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. We'll see. One second. Let's take it slowly. The Chor al Pi Rashi and the Rashbam was pushed a mistake. They didn't know the cheshbonos. They didn't work out exactly who is still supposed to die, who is not supposed to die. And the last year they went into the Kfirm and they were happy. They saw that Baruch Hashem, nobody died. So Tosfos asks, so why didn't the Dibba come back a year earlier? One question. Then Tosfos asks that he brings that the cheshbon goes there was 15,000 people died every year. So Kim Tos, 40 times 15 is 600,000. But if the last year they didn't die, so less people died. Tosfos says, come with kashas. So Rabbeinu Tam says a chiddush that the last year they were supposed to die and they didn't die. That means 15,000 people who were of the Dor HaMidbar were supposed to die went into Eretz Yisroel. And Tosfos has a big question. It says, often a psikim that nobody lived to see Eretz Yisroel, Zilusi, Kulev, Ben Yefine, Yishir, Benin, and here 15,000 people. It's Tosfos looked like a Valdin Gechidish, that there was a Shini. They were supposed to die, and there was a new Chidish in the Gzaira that they didn't die. Why? The Tosfos like a Valdin Gzaira, how did it work? There was a Gzaira that everybody from 20 to 60 has to die. So Tosfos says, the people who were exactly 20, Shas the Gzaira, come and danzan if they had to die or not, because you can say only from the 20th year. That means what we call the 21st, 21, or we can say 20. Yeah. So there was a yesh ludin if they should die or they shouldn't die. And Tosfos says an interesting thing, that the same thing is with every gzaira. There's a lot of times there's leeways where Hashem makes. It could be this way and it could be that way. There's a lot of psikim in Tanakh. When is Mashiach going to come? Tosfos stellt zi. Tosfos says, Hochanama bedilikates. When they had to go out of Mitzrayim, Kigei is Erachu, it could have been Yitzchok. And if Loi Zuchi, the 400 years would have been 400 years of Avdus. There's a lot of time, such psikim, which can go this way and that way. So there was a special tzchus, which changed the gzeira from these 15,000 people, so they stayed alive. Shtaitzach, lefideim, is the gewaldige simcha. An extra 15,000 people stayed alive.
What's about people who died by the Eidl? Are they only Erev Rav?
I don't know. I hear your question. Oh, but that's the cheshbon of the Rishonim here, that's the cheshbon of Chemesh Usava of. In Agav, there's a gewaldige, nifledige cheshbon Chassam Soifa, Divach V'eschanon, Lefidis Toysus. It says, Azoy. So, 15,000 people died every year. 40 times 15,000 is 600,000. Yeah? Now the last year they didn't die. But 15,000. Tosfos says, Tes Vov Elef times 40. Times 40, that's Tosfos Cheshbon, is 600,000. So the Emet of Tosfos Yom Tov in Mishnayos asks that the Gzair of Meraglim wasn't the first year. So it was only the second year. So Stimmt Tops Nish the Cheshbon. Yeah, but Tosfos says 40 times with Yom Lashon, 40 times 15,000. Yeah? So the Tosfos Yom Tov says that the Eibishter did a favor and started backwards. That the people who had died already beforehand should also be nichlal in the gzaira of the people who died. Makos Chetoy. So Zidkos Psoifazoi. There's a pusik this week, Vayis Abba Hashem bi lemanchem v'lo shoma elah. That the Eibishter didn't let Moshe Rabbeinu into Eretz Yisroel because of Klal Yisroel. And all the Mefarshim ask the question that Chet Maimariv had nothing to do with the Chet of the Merag. Brings from Ari HaKadosh that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to live 120 years. Why? Because it was 120 days in Himmel, Yom Lashon. For each day which Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Shomayim, he got a year of his life. So Moshe Rabbeinu Tanan, they ask a simple question. Moshe Rabbeinu is davening to go into Eretz Yisroel. But he knew he has to only live 120 years. He had 120 days, 120 years. So what was all the tzur? So Zugdach Psoifazoi, we could reckon the 120 years from when he went up, not from when he started his life. So you can, like we said before, the cheshbonos, you can always move this way and that way. Why couldn't Hashem make that cheshbon? Because Hashem wanted to make the cheshbon for the 40 years of the Gzairas HaMeraglim backwards. So the same thing, the cheshbon of the 120 years of Moshe Rabbeinu also has to be backwards. If you want to make the cheshbon forward, you'd have to make both cheshbonos forward. Abba Hashem bi lemanchem. because of the exile of the Meraglim, should be that way 40 years, is Vis'aba Hashem Bilamak. Tosfos alone, Zuktam, Tosfos alone says that they did die the last year. They died the last year Tisha B'Av as well. So what was the Simcha of Chamish Usim Av? Chamish Usim Av is the last day of the Shiva. Does it Tosfos? Chamish Usim Av is the day they got up of Shiva. L'fisho ya'aveilim ad miktsis yoim shel tesvuf. That's mamash now, because you get up after Shachris. Shachris, it's Chamish Usim Av, they get up from the Shiva. An interesting thing, we would understand, you get up from Shiva, it's not a day of Simcha. It's still, so I saw a story, the Chedisharim, had a brother called him Yankov Yosef, and he was nifta on Tisha B'Av. So he sat Shiva from Tisha B'Av till Chamish Usim Av. He got up on Chamish Usim Av after Shachris, and Azuk, that's when the Tosfos is a raya, that when you get up from Shiva, it's nish no that you're not Ba'avelis, it's a Simcha. When you finish Shiva, it's a Simcha. Di Tosfos, I go in this from the Chedisharim. What's the Simcha of Chamish Usim Av? That they finished the Avelis, they finished the Shiva. Yeah, what did the Aluchas say? When I give this, there's some kind of Simcha when I eat that off in Shiva. But to do on Tassanta Zach, there's a Tosfos here in Mesechtes Tanis, in Lamed Amud Beis, a difficult Tosfos. Just take out a few words of Tosfos, and there's a gewaltige Cheshbim in Tosfos. Tosfos says, Azal Lushin, Tosfos says, Ipirish Rashbam, Kol ha-mem shonim lo yemesim ele b'tisha b'av, ibechol tisha b'av ho yemesim chuf alef elef. 21,000 people died every tisha b'av. And another few, Tosfos says, a protrot. A mefarash husom, the oisoi protrot oile le-mem shonim tes vov elef. Tosfos says, every year died 21,000 people and a bit. Mefarash husom, that the protrot is 15,000. Very unclear what Tosfos is talking about. 21,000, 15,000, what's going on? So the Mashu Zuktoten, you have to change the gears in Tosfos. Something's wrong here. 21,000 with another few. 40 times 21,000 is much more than 600,000 people. And then what does Tosfos want with the 15,000? Yeah? Is the oil with me?
Yeah.
I thought holidays, the oil can make a bit of cheshboin and sochet. Yeah, the oil is always scary to a bit. Reb Kiva Eger from Platz, Gewaldig. Philip Luem, and it's negated to this year. Yiv Eger says, Ein Chivas Chavisyu Besofat Sefer. Look at Chivas Chavisyu, the end of the Sefer. Yiv Eger, not only did he know all the Chivas for him, we're talking about a Chiva, the end of the Sefer, which is not Bechlal of Chavisyu. They printed up a Chiva in the end there from somebody else. And it's the end of it's the end of the last Chiva in Chivas Chavisyu, which is about 10 pages long. In the end, he writes a Shtikl Dva Agud. Ein Chivas? Mirabduvit Zal Besoifet. It's a Shiva from Segur and Dot, Mirabduvit, Zukte Dotten, a Cheshb Niflu, Pshatlan is Tosfos. Where does 21,000, 15,000 Pilaplu? He says, Azoi. He says that we know the Chazal, Atem Bechisam Bechir Shalchino, Vani Ekvelachem Bechir Ledoyers. Zukt a Chidish. As they only died in the Tisha B'Av, which fell on a weekday. Tisha B'Av, which fell on Shabbos like this year, nobody died. Because Atem B'chisam B'chir Shel Chinom, Vani Ekvel Lechem B'chir Ledoetz. Shabbos, there's no B'chir. So it's like a gewaltige chidsh. Shabbos Tisha B'Av, then Yidin is gestorben. So, Kim Tos, that there's less years. And he makes a cheshbim, the fear of cheshboinus of how many Shabbosim were Tisha B'Av in the Midbar. So he makes a cheshbim that there was 9 Shabbosis. So, there was 37 years which from Xyrus Meraglim which Yidin could die. Because the last year they didn't die anymore. And the first 2 years they didn't die without the Cheshbon of Tosfos 40 years. Take away 9, that's 28 years. So 28 years times 21,000 is 588,000 people died the Meshach those years. So, we've still got 15,000 left because there were 603,000 people in Mitzvah and Tuzik. So, Duzuk Tosfos, every year is gestorben 21,000 people plus a bit. Tosfos says, how much was the bit? The bit was 15,000 people divided over the 28 years. A gewaltige Cheshbon. Wie jede Wort von Tosfos, the Mashu, the Heilige Mashu says, man darf Magier sein. Die kommen nach Guen. They made the cheshbon that they didn't die on Shabbos Tisha B'Av. Didn't die on Shabbos Tisha B'Av. That's exactly. Yes, a gewaltige cheshbon. So, Mamayle, So that's the Chamish Usa Ba'ov, which Kuli Ba'imayis HaMidbar, which means basically, it's got a gewaldige Shaykh to Shabbos Nachmi, in Mezugen, because the Kuli Ba'imayis HaMidbar means that the Gzaira ended, and it ended Taki Chamish Usa Ba'ov, felt like the Tosfos they got of them from the Shiva, or the Rashi, that then they knew that the Gzaira is finished, which that is the Nachuma of Nachmi, Nachmi Ami. There's an interesting lution. It's not just an observation, I think. Rashi says here, by Lehoyu Yomim Toivim, Rashi says twice, in Bava Basra Kiv Chof Aleph, Rashi says, Ve'usi Mishte Ve'Simcha Ve'Yomte. Interesting lution. Rashi says it twice. Elekach Usi Yomai Mishte Ve'Simcha Ala Dibin Shechuzo Lemoish. The emes is, whoever knows a little psikim, where does this lution come from? Mishte Ve'Simcha Ve'Yomte.
Here.
And so the gewaldige shaykhs, well, the simcha of good the kibli ma have was a fresh kabbalist at her, and here the dibbe came back to Moshe Rabbeinu, he went a fresh dibbe, a fresh kabbalist at her, it was the mishte, the simcha of the yomtev, and we have this week Parshas Peschanon, we have the lichas shnias, it's all the Indian of kabbalist at her. And agav, am rechem for Shabbos Nachmi, is an interesting thing. We know that this Shabbos starts the shiva de nechemte, the seven of Torahs of Nechum. I'm going to get back to Parshas Peschanon in a minute, the connection of it's a gewaldige levish. The levish here brings by the Shiva de Nechemte that the side of the seven haftorahs is not the side of Tanakh. It should have been the side of the Nevi'im. So the levish zukt, which brings that the seven Shiva de Nechemte is a tana between the Yidden and the Eibishter. It brings Tazoi from the Avud Ram. Al derech hatzachus. Kitiknu loyma nachmi nachmi ami. Says, what does Nachmi Nachmi Ami means? Hashem says, you should be zich misnachem. Nachmi Nachmi Ami Yom Elokeich. Yidden, in the second of Torah, Yidden said, Vatoyme Tzion Azavani Hashem. We're not happy. You should be as menachem. So the first of Torah is Nachmi Nachmi Ami. The second of Torah is Vatoyme Tzion Azavani Hashem. Shabbos Shlishis, they say, Aniyah Sa'ar Eloinichum. Yidden are not yet happy. And in the fourth of Torah, it goes, Anoichi, Anoichi, Hi Menachemchem. As the Eibishter accepts the Yidin's Bakusha, and he's Menachem Yidin, and so on and so forth. Okay, let's go over to Parshas Peschanon, and let's find the connection of Tfilas of Moshe Rabbeinu to what we spoke about till now. So we spoke about the Chamish Usa Ba'ov, Kuli B'mayis HaMidbar, and Nachem Yabisli. We all know Moshe Rabbeinu was Mespalel, Tuf, Kif, Tesvov, Tfilas, Kemini Veschanon, 515 tefillas, Kemini Veschanon. If the Olam still wants to have a bit of mathematics, I'll make three cheshbonos when the 515 tefillas were. Three nifladige cheshbonos, and the last one is Shaykh to Chamish Usa Ba'ov. Two from the Chesim Soifim. What's the cheshbon of 515 tefillas? So if it brings, we imagine always the 515 tefillahs that Moshe Rabbeinu started davening to go into that store once, twice, three times. It brings from the Haflu, from his Rebbe, from the Yufus, that there were normal weekday tefillahs. He davened by Shachris to go into that store, he davened by Menchah to go into that store, he davened by Ma'ar to go into that store. So we can start making a cheshbon which days they were. If we know they weren't stam, they weren't tefillahs just davening to go into that store, they were normal side-out tefillahs of trying to get into that store, and he kept on in his Shemoneh Esreh, asking Hashem to go into Eretz Yisrael. So the Chesipsofer starts off with the first Cheshbon Niflu Mo'od. Every tefillah is Ozgerechot. That, when was the Chet Ma'a Meriv? Chesipsofer Cheshbon. Miriam was Nifte, Yidnis. Chesipsofer says, Mistoma, the whole 7 days of Shiva for Miriam is not given, there was still walls. Mistoma. Like we find by Mr. Shelach, the marble didn't start until 7 days later. Mistaba is that the whole Shiva, they were still old. So that's, he makes the cheshbon as Yidzayim. Then, Vayel Chishloish as Yomim Beli Maim is Chuf. So Chesipsofer will often, whoever knows about Chesipsofer, cheshbon of days is Niflum Oid, he starts working out what was when. He says, Chuf Aleph Nissen was the Chet of Maim Meriv. There's another name to Chuf Aleph Nissen actually. Shvi Yishul Paisach. So if so, that was the whole chet of Maim Meriv. The Eibishter wanted to show in the same day as he can take water, make it dry, and take a rock and make it into water. als de zilbertuk. En goed al of wissen, ja, loja man te bilak die shiny, oile met een schappen, als in the same day, kan we de zilber zag. So, Chuf Aleph Nissen ist gewesen der Chet von meinem Rivo. So, der Psoife makes the first Cheshben, if you get the Cheshben clear here, Psoife makes the first Cheshben, oh. So, from Chuf Aleph Nissen, Moshe Rabbeinu, then was the desire that he's not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. So then, Moshe Rabbeinu started davening to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. So, he davened another 9 days of Nissen, from Chuf Bayis till the end of the Chodesh, and then we make a Cheshbon Echad Mula Echad Chusa. So we're not going to go into exactly the whole Cheshbon, but the Cheshbon is that he finished the Tuf Kif Tesvuf Tfilis, which is 515 Tfilis. The last Tfilah was Shachris, the second day of Sikkis. Yeah, I don't know if the Oilam wants to go into the whole Cheshbon, but we got to all clear everyone's afterwards to see it's exact. So the second day of Sikkis, Shachris, was the Tfilah. The next Tfilah would have been Mincha on the second day of Sikkis. The second day of Sikkis is Mesigel on Mayim. Yeah, the Remez in Torah of Nischa Mayim is the second day of Sikkis. Mincha is Aliyu in Leinana Eli B'Tfilah Sam Mincha. He would have davened Mincha the second day of Sikkis, but he can't spoil the ticken for Chet Mayim Meriv. So Meile, Hashem said, Ravloch alto is of davala oid b'dovazi. One cheshbon. A cheshbon niflum oid. Tuf kif tesvuf tfilis. He makes another cheshbon. What? Maybe he davened Mincha, but he wasn't allowed to ask to go into Eretz Yisrael. Oh, so you can say, Shabbos edu misif ochet, misif and ish gerecht. Not part. Is chodesh is ook een mis. Wat? Bezig niet. Hij heeft nog een cheshbon gemaakt. Hij maakt een andere cheshbon. Wat? He makes another cheshbon that he started off davening earlier. He started off davening already the day. He doesn't, without the cheshbon of the 3 days, the day which the shiva ended of Miriam. And then he makes the cheshbon, och a gewaldige cheshbon, that the last tefillah was ne'ile yom kippur gua. Ketze cheshbonis. Bizoi de tuf kif tesv of tefillahs. Nifle moid amei de cheshbon, a calculator, a bet pinked, with all the tefillahs, ozgerechen. This is moirin. Aber, the Pnei Shia and Bruches has a third Cheshbon, was dus at Shaiches mit Chamish Usa Ba'of. Pnei Shia zog tussi. When, this week said it, Vaschanon El Hashem Ba'esa Hilein. Zog Rashi. When is Ba'esa Hilein? When did that start davening? Stop a Ferish Rashi. La'acha shekivashti eret sich ma'oi, domisi shemu hitanid. Zog Rashi. When was the day, zog the Pnei Shia, which was a very started davening. Zuk tes gnen khamish u sabaot. Why? Is it khamish u sabaot? Zuk de pnai shi am bruches in da flamet alle von mit beis as the dibbe was khuz ala moshe khamish u sabaot. Yeah? We said before. Which dibbe? The Ibish said he should go and kovish on it see him away. Es khamish u sabaot moshe rabani at nu umgem da. She macht a cheshbon as from chamish u'se ba'ov till zayin u'da. If you take out the shabbosim without the tefillahs of Shabbos, it's pinklich tuf kif tesvuf tefillahs, and the last tefillah is minchon zayin u'da. As Moshe Rabbeinu he davened ad yoy moise, this heißt, he started davening chamish u'se ba'ov. What? Without Shabbos?
He died on Shabbos.
He died on Shabbos. Weiß ich nicht. Also he took the Pnei Shia dem Cheshbon. The last time he took me on Shabbos. Also he took the Pnei Shia dem Cheshbon. Auch that pinklich Cheshbon. That Chamesh Usa Ba'ov. It started Chamesh Usa Ba'ov. The Tfilas of Moshe Rabbeinu. And they went till then. Zayin Uda Lechor. I don't know. It started in Chamesh Usa Ba'ov. On Chamesh Usa Ba'ov. Which is now. What? Yeah, I don't know if that, but it yeah, we saw it pinklich this arbeit, but so is it Also sucht Knaishir. There's another Cheshbon of Tufkif Tesmuf Tfilis, a Cheshbon from the Belzeruf, the Yutzat is this week, auch an Iflidige Cheshbon. Belzeruf brings a Medrash, Belzeruf brings a Medrash that Mi Bunu Habes HaMikdash. Who builds the Besmikdash? Shtayt HaMedrash Azoi. HaKudish Baruch Hi, Im Machna Dilei, Shbaruch with his Machna, built one wall. Then of Mavini, second wall, Yitzchok, Yank, what's meant that Kutchbochi Machna? Where does Machna come in? So he says, Machna is Gematria 103. Machna is 103. So the Shem of Binyan Besamigdash is 103. As the Eibishter built the first wall, this is 103. And Avraham Avinu built another wall, which is another 103, which is 206. Loik Avraham Shakari Ha, Ha is 205. Which is the Gematria. Gematria one off is Nishka problem, Kyudia. Yeah, there's a Beferish Araya, and I saw bring the Araya, that one in the Gematria is not a problem, the Gewaldig Araya. And the Neshantim, yeah? That's the Yidden went 2 years in Gulis before the time. Why did they have to go 2 years in Gulis before the time? Because there shouldn't be Gematria of the Neshantim. It could have gone 1 year before the time. In my 1 year would have still been part of the Gematria. So you need 2 years. Look at my Soskalacht. Of Al Kapunim, is so Avram Koreha, Yitzchok added another 103 is Sudeh, which is 3 times. Yankov Korebayas, and Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to add the roof, which is another 103, which 5 times 103 is Kaminyan, Tuf Kif Tesvuf. Yeah, this is the Tuf Kif Tesvuf Tfilis of Achagetracht, Arim is Azoy. But in Chidu, it says, he said Azoy, Ebru Nu, the Ere, that's where it's a Tevas, Hora Tevas Evolvim. So he said Nu. Zug de Chidu on Tesanta Zach. What did the Ibish say? Al Toysef, the Ibish didn't want, he should say, he should have said, Ebru nu, ve ere nu. There were 2 twins. Ebru nu, let me go over. Cross, ve ere nu. I would like to see. He didn't say the second nu. This is the Ibish didn't say, don't say another nu. So, Ezek Dalton, because twice nu is a gewaldige, we say, Unasha Mashiu nu, Unasha Matzlichu nu, Kail nu, Rufu nu lo, so twice nu. Twice nu is as well 102. Which is 103, which we said. So actually, didn't want the 103. It didn't want Moshe Rabbeinu's 103. My letters geblieben. Unde. Oh. It's Moshe Rabbeinu's at Gedavent. And let's get back to that. Moshe Rabbeinu had 2 bakushas. He had 1 bakusha, Ebrunu, who wants to cross it. It's another bakusha, the Ere, who wants to see it. It wasn't 1 bakusha of crossing and seeing. The Fluzuk, as why, what happened? Tilo is a mecht. Rabbeinu asked Ebru nu, ve'ere, like to cross, like to see. The Abishter gave him half of it. It was 2 extra tefillahs. And then it's so. It was a gewaltige Sache. The Yosef freaked Akash in the Pirush HaLator. Why didn't Hashem take a given to Moshe Rabbeinu? Tuf kif tes uf tefillahs. We the Yosef. Yeah, Sach before Hashem say, se geven akzayu mit ha-shviya. Was a shviya? Well, the Emes is, on not seeing it, it's really not given a shvi. Ja, jene wochen pussy. As im jire ishwa nushim, a ganze lushto. Nobody's going to see it. So none of the people, ze lusi kule ben yifine vishy ben it. No people of the Dor Midbar came to see it. Edich gewein, 2 gzayet. So it was a gzayre as in Medrash Tanchim it says, Mire Ishbu Anushim, Ish is Moshe Rabbeinu. There was a specific Shvi'a of Moshe Rabbeinu not to see Eretz Yisrael. So how come, as the Shvi'a of not going into Eretz Yisrael, and Shkent Mevatel Zan, and the Shvi'a of seeing Eretz Yisrael, Mire Kent Mevatel Zan. And the Emes is, what was the Tachlis of seeing Eretz Yisrael? What Moshe Rabbeinu? The Chayre, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go cross into Eretz Yisrael and to see it. Well, the big Tachlis, Moshe, Gewaldi, wants to see Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, the Gemara zegt toch, why did Moshe Rabbeinu b'chal want to go with that stroke? It's because of the mitzvahs. It was the tachlis, which wanted to see the nice mountain. It was the tachlis. The Emes is, there's a Rashi in the Zohar Baruch Hu, Zohar Bakant. Rashi zegt dort, that Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a ganze parasha, this Moshe Rabbeinu, seeing it, it's true, vanemt, pupsikim in parasha, Zohar Baruch Hu, vayal Moshe Mavis Moyov, and vayarei Hashem, eskal uretz, adom, eskal naftuli, eskal naftuli, eskal naftuli, eskal naftuli, eskal naftuli, Rashi brings Rashi the second child of Ach al tikvi hayomu achron el hayomu ach. Ha'aya kudish burichi kolam eruas shasidin liura liyisrael at sheikh yamais. Shabbani didn't only see it, so he saw the whole gulas, alles gesehen. Shabbani also, what was the tachas? Shlua kudish steht, as Eibishter showed Moshe Rabbeinu do do v'dorshuv. What's the tachlis? The Eibishter gave the Moshe Rabbeinu the koich to give in to all the manhiga ado, the koiches to carry on. With seeing the manhiga ado, he gave them the power to carry on. With Moshe Rabbeinu seeing the gulas, he gave the Yidin the koich also to help in gulas. So the seeing Eretz Yisrael, even a kavaltik the ofti. Moshe Rabbeinu had two bakushas. He had a bakusha to go over into Eretz Yisrael to be mekabel the mitzvahs. He had a bakusha to see Eretz Yisrael to help the Yidin in Gulas. Kim tos also. As the tefillah for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's too rare, it's been gemur, but it's getting late, and I'm going to show you the tefillah for Moshe Rabbeinu to go into Eretz Yisrael, it's a tefillah for sich. What can I do on the mitzvahs? The tefillah for Moshe Rabbeinu to see Eretz Yisrael, it's a tefillah for Klal Yisrael. A tefillah is a tzibbe, can we move out of the tefillah, noch a shviya auch. Tefillah is a tzibbe. A tzibbe can, alles move out. So, that chaylik at Moshe Rabbeinu Yogi can't ospre. And thus, so Kim Tos Azoi, that the tefillahs of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yimushmiz Mishabas Nachmi, it's all connected. And we have the koich nowadays, the koich of tefillahs of Moshe Rabbeinu, which we got, which he got that chaylik as it can't help in Yidin in Gulis. But the Sfasem is, zukta sach tiefer noch. That there's two ways of connecting to a thing. The normal way to connect to a place, to connect to something, is through being there. You can't be connected to a place if you're not there. If you go to a place, you're there. Moshe Rabbeinu had gebeten Ebrenu, I should be able to go over to Tzitzur. The Ebrenu says, I've got something for you, which is Nachasach Shtek. I'll give you a way to connect to Tzitzur without being there. You can be connected to Eretz Yisrael without being there. And this is the Eibishter gegeben for Moshe Rabbeinu. And this blabt, says it's Vasemes for Yidin in all doors, that they can connect to Eretz Yisrael, even though there's no Eretz Yisrael, even though there's no Vasemikdash, you can still connect to Vasemikdash. This is the koyach from the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. You can be connected to Eretz Yisrael. And Vasemes is a gewaltige Sach, gewaltige Wort. So the Dik, we all know, not and the Emes is, as it's a teretz on a gewaltige kasha, was Sachfregen, a bleibel eige, asked the question, what's Shabbos Nachmi all about? What's the Nachumme? Last week was Shabbos Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Chazon, Sunday, alle setzen sich auf der Eid, oh, Shabbos Nachmi. Did anything change? And we started building this mikdash. What's the big nechuma? What's going on? With what is there a nechuma? Zukt es fas emes hazo. Kolam es abel al Yerushalayim means he thinks of Yerushalayim. He connects to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is mesoyes kalur. Yerushalayim is the mukum asimcha. Yeah, you look at simcha, it's anders. Yerushalayim is the mukum for simcha. A person connects to Yerushalayim, vete besimcha. He suddenly feels a simcha. Tisha B'Av brings us on. Kolam is Abel al Yerushalayim. Zoi chavarei b'simchusa, the simcha from the B'smikdash. So my, the Shabbos Nach. The B'smikdash brings Tanachum. Zoi zoogt, this was Semes. And that is that was the tefillahs of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ebernu v'Ereb, which Hashem gave him the koyach of Ereb, of being connected to the B'smikdash without being in the B'smikdash. Malim chetacht efshe, b'derech tzachus. We said before that we're going to try to connect the holidays as well. So ganz push it über so. Es kommt so, Tisha B'Av, every Yid gets a connection to the Smikdash. So halb sich um, weil der Yid ist ein Indien von Aliyah der Regel. He has to move, he has to weg fuhren von Stieg. Some people get lost on the way. Aber nicht nur auf Gewinne, alle fuhren. Noch Tisha B'Av fuhrt man. Man muss fuhren. Weil, ich kenne dann, das ist wo es Chanon, Ei kevra Ei. Ja, das ist wie so weit, weil es Chanon ist der Indien von Tfille, Dam von Besmikdash, and their eye is an independent regel. Yeruk als Chirchu. Was kann ein Eike wer ein? Wir haben zehn Dinge mit A Wettel von Bianca Berlinski an Chamische Usse beauf. Wir haben zehn Dinge. Er sagt er so, ich habe die Astim, there's a skiller for Shadichim to go to Amuka. See the Kaaba from Yonis and Benazir. So Yana asked him, what's why Yonis and Benazir? Why skiller? How does it work? Another question Yana asked him was Lalit Vishayla. But the Shayla is good. Yana asked him, Steinish, the Gemara zokt us, how did they make Shadichim? The Bukhrim came and the girls came. But Yana gefreit what? With meeting once they made the Shidduch already? He gets two Shaylas. And he gets one from Beit Shaylas with Ein Tshuva. Yeah? So there's two questions. One Shayla, we keep it in Amukah. And the zweite Shayla is, how did they do it? Well, what's the problem? Why does it take so long to make Shadichim? Everybody expects kol mina zach. Es kimt im dos, es kimt im jens, jens is nish genig geht, jens is nish genig geht. It's a wolf, as we can all sing in Yiddish, kimt as a feigelich in kop, sagt er. Wat is a feigelich, as flin amarin in kop, es kimt sich am des, kimt sich am jens. So können kol, sagt er, you go to jens and benizir, kol offa parayach ulof miyad nisra. Alle feigelich, put away from alle feigelich. The shine is kol, the whole problem is that we're spoiled. Somebody knows, it comes from Gunish. I feel that the biggest was out of sich, is Nishzal. They went out with Begudim She'ilim, big day love on She'ilim. It comes from Gunish, Chob Gunish, and it comes from Gunish. Kem amach na Shidduch, and sich einmal treffen. I was to have, and all is a lot man, a chumme, and with a lot of Shadichim, and all is gets a lecht in Yishav. Amen. Amen. Oh my gosh, my Rabbi, my Rabbi, my Rabbi, my Rabbi, my